Last January, Governor Peter Shumlin made Vermont's opiate addiction problem the focus of his State of the State address. He now says the state has made steady progress in the year since that speech. VPR's Jane Lindholm has more.
Shumlin points to expanded treatment centers and 700 more Vermonters getting treatment as successes in the past year.
Now, we still have waiting lines because as we've raised the awareness of the importance of moving to treatment and made clear that we have treatment available, we're now treating across Vermont over 2,500 individuals.
About 500 addicts are on those waiting lists. Shumlin acknowledges that it's difficult for those who want medication-assisted treatment like methadone or buprenorphine to be told they have to wait until a space fills up. The governor's administration is working on a budget right now that includes a $100 million deficit. So will there be cuts to the expanded treatment programs?
No. When we make tough budget choices, we also prioritize, and that's really important. And we all know that we lose Vermont's quality of life if we continue to look the other way to opiate and heroin addiction because it drives crime.
For VPR News, I'm Jane Lindholm.